Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. More information emerging this morning on a gang attack on former Governor Patterson and his stepson on the Upper East Side last night. Police are telling 1010 Winds this happened just before 9 p.m. in front of 1871 Second Avenue. Patterson and the 20-year-old stepson apparently were out walking the dog when they got into a verbal dispute with five teenagers. Teens then attacked them, hitting them in the face and body. Police say they managed to fight off their attackers and were taken to Weill Cornell Medical Center, described as being in stable condition with injuries to the face and head. The five individuals, four males and a female, ran off. Police have released descriptions and urge anybody with info to call Crime Stoppers. More information on more upheaval in the Adams administration today in the wake of the mayor's indictment. The first deputy mayor was escorted out of City Hall yesterday, and sources are telling 1010 Winds she may be negotiating an exit.
Sheena Wright has been by the mayor's side since day one and was one of several people in the administration to have her phone and laptop taken by federal agents barely a month ago before the mayor was indicted. That also included her partner, the soon-to-be former schools chancellor David Banks, who was supposed to leave at the end of the calendar year, but will now be out in 2 weeks. He says the mayor moved up his departure. It's unknown if Wright is the target of any investigation. She denies wrongdoing. Banks's brothers, including Deputy Mayor for Public Safety Phil Banks, are also involved in the investigation, specifically a consulting company run by another brother, Terrence Banks. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A City Hall spokesperson says, as always, no personnel changes are confirmed until it's announced. Mayor Adams, meanwhile, remains defiant, talking to the congregation at the Antioch Baptist Church in Brooklyn yesterday.
People would say, he needs to step down. The polls say he needs to step down. No, I'm stepping up.
And
I'm hoping right now that people who are going through some things are looking at the mayor of the city of New York, the most important city on the globe. And they're saying all that he's going through, he still is standing tall and dignified.
And the comments come as a new Marist poll shows 69% of New Yorkers believe Adams should resign. His honor brushed that off, saying once people see and hear his side, they'll know he did nothing wrong. Misdemeanor animal cruelty charges for a Long Island veterinarian after authorities say they found about 200 birds and other animals in squalid conditions on her property. Nassau Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says they got a call from a vet tech who was at the home claiming he saw dead animals in cages. SPCA says there was extreme hoarding, filthy cages stuck together. The exotic animals now being cared for people in groups with the right permits. One of the six dogs taken not expected to survive. 75-year-old Linda Pesek was arrested. She's now free on a desk ticket. As the death toll rises and the damage assessment continues in the wake of Hurricane Helene, a Long Island group is sending some relief.
The Lindenhurst Fire Department says no more to the fading hope in North Carolina, and they're stepping up to the plate for Hurricane Helene relief.
We have to help out. You know, this is America. This is what we do.
That's Robert Santos, Lindenhurst Fire Department's first assistant chief. He's been in touch with residents in North Carolina, and they say they need the essentials, like food, water, feminine products, baby food, diapers, and soap. Houses have been washed away, children are out of school, and the horror, unfortunately, continues.
When you hear stuff about people finding bodies inside of the mountains from the floods, this is what's happening. The search and rescue is very, very big, and they're not finding too many nice things.
To help, the Lindenhurst Fire Department says they're accepting food and supplies. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, a Trump sign in the front yard? Okay. A Trump sign on the road? Well, not so much.
Trump's MAGA movement is hitting the streets of Brooklyn and Staten Island, but not the way you may think. It's people illegally putting up yellow street signs with a side profile of Trump's head all over the roads. And it's getting the attention of drivers voting both red and blue.
Who would be putting them up? That's illegal.
It's Trump head, definitely. But I don't know, it's pretty funny.
I think it's just a voice of the people. It pretty much is. If it stays, it stays. If it doesn't, you know.
The DOT says they are working to remove these signs. They are unofficial and they were never authorized by New York City Department of Transportation. Anyone that sees them is encouraged to call 311. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the West Brighton section of Staten Island.
Fatal shooting in Queens last night in Flushing. This happened just after 7:30 at the Pomonok Houses at 6516. Parsons Boulevard. Police say 39-year-old Rashawn Williams of Queens was shot several times in the shoulders and abdomen, pronounced dead at the hospital. No other information so far on the shooter. No other details on what may have led to the incident. Police describe the investigation as ongoing. Well, get ready to start composting. The new program begins tomorrow in Manhattan, Staten Island, and the Bronx. What belongs in your compost bin? Well, yard waste like leaves and grass clippings, as well as food waste, meat and dairy, and food soiled paper products like napkins. City Sanitation Department says they're letting people use a clear bag in the containers, same kind of thing you'd use for recycling, because sanitation has machines to separate and discard bags. Now, New Yorkers do get some time to get used to all of this sorting. There's a 3-month grace period for yard waste and one running through next spring for food waste. Eventually, though, there will be fines if you don't get it right. You can get more information and order your free composting bin at the Sanitation Department website. As the Jewish High Holy Days continue, security is tight at synagogues across the city and the state.
Tensions around the world cast a dark cloud as the Jewish faithful, including Susan Roche, celebrate Rosh Hashanah.
It's very sad, but it's supposed to be a very festive holiday.
Police are very visible here at Congregation B'nai Jeshurun and synagogues across the city. Governor Hochul says there have been multiple bomb threats received, but none credible. Cops are still deployed as a precaution to deter threats and reassure worshipers like Larry Reich.
I am appreciative of the police and the security.
Reich says he's filled with hope this holiday and for a better year ahead. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in the Castleton Corners section of Staten Island.
Well, it's time to pour one out for fall. Cider Week New York begins today. All across the state, restaurants and cideries and bottle shops are offering tastings, tours, and more. Scott Ramsey is executive director of the New York Cider Association. He tells 1010 Winds that cider is a lot more than that sticky drink you remember from a haunted hayride.
As many different types of apples as there are, our cider makers are very creative, and there are just a huge variety of ciders, from dry to sweet to more fruit-forward to botanical to hopped. And I always tell people, you know, this is not your grandmother's cider. Let's just start right there. You know, if you think you don't like cider, you just haven't found a cider that is for you.
And you can find events and more and a cider for you at ciderweeknewyork.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.